upstairs getting our presentation downloaded. In the meantime,
about 400 people packed the first information session about SolarCity's hiring process. Tina Nottingham lives 5 blocks from the new South Buffalo plant and says she could walk there in a blizzard. Nottingham says she was surprised at the large turnout.
Buffalo needs more opportunities in companies like this, and we're a manufacturing city, so this is a great opportunity for people that are unemployed.
BETC Executive Director Damone Smith says the company will need about 1,500 new workers over the next year and a half.
And so it'll be more events like this throughout the city to talk about what SolarCity is looking for and what they want to do.
Smith says as the unemployment rate has dropped, the Buffalo Employment and Training Center has gotten busier.
More people feel that the work is available now. I mean, you're starting to see a changing attitude in which people was like, hey, you know, oh, nothing's going on here, and so they start to feel a certain way. Now people are starting to have hope. They're starting to really look for work. People are coming in for training. People are coming in for remedial, get their math, their high school equivalency degrees. And so it's a really refreshing to see that. And nobody is mandated to do that. They come here voluntarily.
Smith says the first step job seekers should take is fill out an application on SolarCity's website. He says the first round of hiring starts in early September. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.